When I first moved to New York City, it took me a while to find my networking niche. In the previous city I lived, I was pretty involved in the arts community and found positions on art organization boards and was able to easily plug in with other professionals who had a common interest for the arts. In New York City, it seemed a little more difficult. Was I expecting I could just hop on the board of the Met with the likes of Anna Wintour? Probably not. Before you get discouraged with finding your networking niche in obvious circles of interest, find a sub-circle and build from there. As I struggled to find an arts group to network in, my friends from Florida kept suggesting I engage with my College Alumni Association's New York Affiliate Club. I kept brushing off the suggestion because that was college stuff and I figured I was well past college networking. When I finally relented and checked it out, I was instantly embraced by fellow University of Florida alumni in New York City. And in that sub-circle, I was able to network with other very influential alumni in the arts and other areas of professional interest. The pitch challenge today: if you are unable to get noticed or make inroads in networking groups that are obvious to your interest, explore groups that might be slightly out of your area of expertise. These groups may desperately need your talents, and you could possibly make a bigger impact there than you would in your more obvious professional niche networking groups. It only took me 4 years to work my way from the New York Gator Club board to the National Alumni Association Board of Directors at the University of Florida, where I'll be all day today for our spring meeting. By being open to the possibility of increasing my professional network in all industries, not just the arts, in New York, I finally found my new networking niche. Go Gators!